This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug in Victoria with Kara at the controls. That sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Use a little visual imagination. Doug in Victoria with Kara at the controls. Do I need to say any more? You're going to figure it out. Actually, Victoria and Kara have been talking about what's going on in Brazil with all of the hoopla for the police at the airport saying, welcome to hell. Pretty much you can let it roll downhill from there, wherever you'd like. And it's such a beautiful country. We've all those images of planes flying over, a statue overlooking Rio. What a shame that it's been allowed to get. But you know what it is? It's just, to Victoria, an indication of how out of control the world is. The world is quickly spiraling out of control. There are, and I don't mean this to sound like a doomsdayer, because I think that people can figure it out if they're given the proper tools. The problem is they're not given the proper tools. Education is sorely lacking in most areas, never mind third world countries. Look at how bad the educational system is in our country for most people.
Yeah.
And then you look at these places like the corruption. Man is having a hard time governing himself. And so as a result of that, plus there are too many people. We don't want to legislate, although the Chinese did, with a certain amount of success. Whether you like their methodology or not, remains to be seen. I don't know that too many
weren't
people...
Weren't they leaving baby females, on mountaintops?
Well, not only that, they were encouraging abortions of female fetuses. Because they needed men to do the work. Now there's this whole culture in China of gay men, because they don't have women that are their age, who literally walk from town to town, city to city, like nomads trying to find work. It's one of those subtext, subculture things that nobody hears anything about. But what it does is underscore what I'm talking about with regard to the population of the world being out of control. And it's still, India is absurd.
Yeah.
And people who follow the credence of the texting, not text, but the literal translation of the Bible, and the Hasidic Jews who go off and have 8 or 10 kids, it's damned irresponsible. Now you can say, what an arrogant son of a bee that Stefan is for saying that. Nah, I'm just interested in your well-being, the well-being of my offspring, frankly, and the well-being of the rest of the world. It can't continue.
And back in the biblical days, when you had 10 kids, four of them probably died.
Yeah.
So, and that doesn't happen anymore. So
we've done
a
great job with, although America falls into the 30th percentile of that, there are other countries do a much better job at in prenatal care, which is how you get to have better birth rates and healthier babies. I mean, we have, in this country, where we have, I was going to say obsession. Maybe there is a certain amount of obsession. Vaccines, and what do they do? And do you have, is your child going to be one? The stats, I think we talked about this on the air last week. The one out of two babies has a problem that gets born in our country. There's some kind of a problem. And they become special needs kids. We have one student in Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts, cost the taxpayers $300,000 a year for this one child that was born out of the pregnancy of a mother who was a crack addict. And we, as a society, it's not that child's fault, although depending on your spiritual beliefs, we pick our parents and we choose where we want our soul to go and what lessons we want to learn. But this woman who is a crack addict. Nobody knows who the father is. I mean, I know enough about this because I decided to ask some questions when it came up on town meeting floor. I'm a town meeting member. People are talking about this child and being, you know, pretty negative and nasty. It's not the child's fault, for God's sakes.
Right.
What the mother does with herself. But what do you do as a society member? What do we all do as a member of society about these sorts of things? The drug epidemic is out of control.
It is. It really is, yeah.
I was watching an interview last night, Dan Rather did, with Willie Nelson. And they were kind of joking about Willie's use of pot and you know, how much fun he has with people. He gets them to smoke up in his bus and then he beats them at poker. You know, okay, that's swell, Willie, thanks.
Who can really, except for Willie, who can really be an effective poker player when you're
right,
high?
When you're all, exactly, when you're all doped up. He got $40,000 out of Woody Harrelson in a
nice
game on his bus. Jeez. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is you've got this kind of drug problem. Look at the prescription drug problem that we have. The drug companies are making feverishly more and more drugs to deal with more and more problems. Here's a new drug on the scene this week to affect women and their weight. This is specifically for women who are overweight. Well, if you start nosing around, you'll see the stats, which I began chatting about, but I think I'll bring them back to the surface here. But there's a graph that's published that we ought to probably duplicate and put up on Twitter at Good Day Show and our other social media, I think, story mm-hmm. that you can find if you go to the Washington Post there, Victoria,
yeah.
about how much heavier women are and men in the last 50 years. The average man weighed 166 pounds in 1960. Average American woman... It sounds like the Guess Who. Know that song? American Woman.
Yes.
You know that song?
I know that song. Lenny Kravitz covered it.
There you go.
Well, that is true, but that is how I know that song.
Not well, but not certainly wasn't the Guess
right.
Who. But anyway, in 1960, average American woman weighed 140 pounds. The average American woman today weighs what the average American men weighed 50 years ago. Average American woman weighs 166 pounds. Average American man weighs 195 pounds.
Mm.
So, and this is fat. This is not muscle. There was some comparison. Well, look at what the Marines are doing. The Marine Corps made a change official over the weekend that female Marines will be allowed, and put that in quotation marks, allowed, hello, to weigh 5 to 7 pounds more for each inch of their height. So if you're 5'6", you can weigh 161 pounds. And if you're 5'9", you weigh 176 pounds. But that's muscle.
Right.
Those women are muscle. It's not. We're not talking about, well, these women are in shape. They and the weight means nothing when it's
right.
muscle. It doesn't mean a thing. What makes the difference is what the composition is of the weight. And so, anyway, the looking at this, and that, so the reason I kind of put this all into the fold is that this this drug that's supposed to help you. I mean, there are all kinds of supplements on the market to deal with weight and waistline stuff and suppression of appetite, all those sorts of things. But then these drugs that are out that deal with it, some one of them anyway, maybe a couple of them that I saw, but at least one, if not two, of these drugs are extremely addictive. And the idea is you get into your system and it does whatever it does to help you burn energy, but it's like being on an upper. That's what we used to call them when I was a kid. What Judy Garland got addicted to when she was filming Wizard of Oz was basically an upper. And these uppers would give you, they'd hype you up, and you get addicted to them. So if you're losing weight, young women
want to lose. Stimulated, right?
Yeah,
it's like
that's
the
what
idea
it is.
Of having so much caffeine or.
Caffeine times
yeah.
9,000.
Right, right.
That's what it is. So, oh my
that's so
God.
Bad. All I'm thinking of is that's so bad for your heart and your blood
awful.
Pressure. And,
yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Okay.
Well, wasn't there a drug in the 80s that did the same thing that they outlawed?
Yeah.
Fen-phen or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, Fen-phen, right. Yes,
right?
It was Fen-phen, yeah. It was then called A-something else. It was, they tried to keep trying to bring it back again. But it was Fen-Phen, P-H-E-N-F-E-N.
I remember all through the 90s. Yeah, I remember all through the 90s seeing TV commercials. If you took Fen-Phen, you can now sue them or whatever. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They put, you know, doctors give you all these new drugs because some, you know, some sales rep goes in and buys an expensive dinner or a car or whatever and says, oh, here's our new Fen-Phen. Yep. They pass it off onto all their patients. And back then, maybe it was 10 or 15 years later. Now it seems like 2 to 3 years later, after you've taken this drug, and this happens a lot with women's birth control pills of all different types, and then 2 years later, did you want to murder someone when you were on whatever?
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was one of them.
It's a class action lawsuit. You can join.
I didn't do a class action lawsuit, but one of the pills that they were giving out where you got one period a year and everyone wanted to murder everyone, that was Yaz, it was. I was on that for 6 or 7 months. I thought I was going to kill everyone around me. And then they had a huge lawsuit 2 years later. If you were on Yaz and you went and you lost your mind, here you go, join the lawsuit. No one vets these drugs. I mean, we're not guinea pigs, although they treat us like we are.
And I'm glad you
were. And that's just not females. That's just, you know, people. They do this to everybody. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of all the erectile dysfunction commercials. There's probably something wrong with those, too. Right? All these stupid commercials.
Me? What do you mean, right?
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you specifically.
Not me.
I'm sure you have friends.
Now, I actually tried one day, and this is, we'll cap this conversation with this reference. It sort of makes it.
Yeah, speaking of healthy things.
So silly. I took Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis all at the same time once.
What?
And just to try it and see what it made me feel like. And I was like, I could have gone to the moon without a rocket ship. That day.
Why would you take all three at once?
Just because I was being silly and I wanted it. It was like the day I went on the air and drank a bottle of beer. And I did it while I was on the air.
One bottle of beer is different.
For me, no, it wasn't because I get silly loopy when I have any alcohol. Well. Like, really loopy.
Well, so, you must have been loopy in a different way. With
must have been
those.
A beautiful baby.
Wow.
All right, speaking of blood flow, I like this for a smooth transition into a conversation about how you can lose weight in a healthy way, how you can basically clean your system out in a healthy way, clean eating, healthy lifestyle, and super beets, the most impressive functional food item you will ever experience. This blood flow focus that we have, getting the right nutrients to our body, that's how you help your body stay healthy. Got to get blood to everywhere in your body, your brains, to your muscles, to your organs, to everything. And Super Beets does the trick. I gave it actually to somebody who was here on the farm, and his head was pounding on Friday. I said, what's your problem? He says, well, I may have high blood pressure. I said, okay, here, take this. So he took a teaspoon, 4 ounces of water on, I think it was maybe Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday the morning routine was the same. And he could feel the difference. Throbbing went down. Because that's how quickly this worked. This is about healthy circulation, boys and girls. Healthy blood pressure levels. That's what nitrates do. And beets are filled with dietary nitrates. So the blood flow and circulation resulting is better than anything you can experience that is all natural. And it is. Made from non-GMO beets, they cook them, they dry them, they make powder out of them, and you take them and feel the energy and stamina. Within 20 minutes, you'll be A-OK. Kara, you're on yours now. Victoria, you're on yours now.
Everybody is on theirs.
If you want to be like Victoria and Carol when you grow up, call 800-655-4183. And this does help
Welcome
in the weight department.
Welcome to Staples.
Wait, can I do the number again?
You can go ahead.
Gee, thank you. I can go ahead. 800-655-4183. 30-day supply of regular Black Cherry Super Beets free with your first order. Go online if you want to order them online at DougLikesBeets.com or just call now while you're thinking about it. Get on the Super Beets bandwagon. 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Music into the conversation. The music is such a very important part of our lives. This thing has surfaced about four times in the past week or so. The Taylor Swift Tom Hiddleston thing, and how you can bet on when they will break up, which is kind of a negative story. But this is a way to understand how creative or creepy some people's minds are, because people create markets and everything. The Chinese news agency reports that Taylor Swift fans in China have been buying insurance to hedge against the possibility or probability that she'll dump her new beau, Tom Hiddleston. The odds are favorable, given her habit of using her exes as fodder for pop songs. Bookies that are basically working on Amazon, China's version of Amazon, offered to give bettors twice their money back if Swift and Hiddleston call it quits by the time the year is over. Kind of stupid stuff is that. You can buy the same stuff. You don't have to go to China. You can buy these bets in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. That's how people
really
will
bet,
you can bet on
this in Vegas?
Anything. Yes, you can bet on anything in Vegas. Anything. Anybody who's well known. Okay. When is, for example, Noel Neal, a name that neither of you will know, and probably most of the audience will not know her. unless you think back. Wait a minute, why do I know that name? Some of you who are around in the 40s and 50s. Noel Neal was Lois. She was the original Lois Lane. She happened to die over the weekend at the age of 95. The reason I know that is because she was a neighbor of mine in Santa Monica.
Like the Lois Lane from the Christopher Reeve Superman movie?
Yes, yes. Not Christopher Reeve, George Reeves. George Reeves was the TV Superman.
Oh.
And Noel Neal was the actress that played Lois Lane in the... there were movies that had her in it in the 40s and 50s and then the TV show as well. They both starred the same people. A very small little lady. I remember the reason I knew about her is because she lived right below my real estate guy, and she had a guy move in with her that was 40 years younger than she was when she started. Her health was failing, and he got a hold of all of her assets. Every single thing that she owned went to him.
Well,
that one of those stories. You know what I mean? All right. So anyway, that's the. I don't choose to do these sorts of things, but there are a lot of Swifties who love this woman. And so when they look at this, it's sleazy, frankly. Isn't it? French, Romans,
I mean,
and countrymen. Yeah, the walk book's there, and you got to be crazy.
It is, but, except that she's such a serial dater, yeah. You know, that it's... And then she is very public about writing songs in the next album. I mean, every relationship fuels the next album. And if she didn't make that so public, I think people might feel sorry for her instead of wanting to bet against her.
I would
her.
Love to know what her astrology, what her chart is. I'd like to know where she was born, when
December
she was born.
December 13th in Pennsylvania.
Really? You know
December
that?
13th, because 13th is like her big lucky number, so she always talks about that.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania?
So she's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, but you got to know what her rising sign is and what her moon, where her moon is in order to find out what she's really all about. Sages are well, it's a fire sign. Maybe I'll kind of leave it at that. But it's important to know what her rising sign and what her where her moon is in order to see what she's really all about when it comes to relationships. 28 after the hour.
Condescending people are insecure. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Condescending people can be tough to be around. They often stand high on their own soapboxes and preach down at anybody nearby. But the pedestals that they've created for themselves are made out of insecurity. And I think it's helpful to know that. The reality is that people who are secure with themselves tend to recognize how much more there is to learn in life. So they have a tendency to cling less to what they know. Whereas people who are condescending appear to be very attached to what they know. In any case, I hate for you to take anything personally that a condescending person says, and I hope it helps you to understand that the only reason that they have the gall to say the things they do is that they are blinded by their insecurities. We are all equally human, even if some people attempt to come across as uniquely not. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My best friends, and I love you.
Here we go again. 34 after the hour. Welcome to Wednesday.
The 6th of July feels like Tuesday, I know, because Monday was the 4th of July, and it slows everybody down. And yes, let's have a good day, boys and girls. Doug and Victoria here. Kara has her finger on the button. Wowie zowie. Good day, good news. Bob the horse. Bob is a brown stallion, has a new look. Source of the swing in Bob's step was a new set of hair extensions attached to his tail. Before the extensions, Bob's hair was all but gone thanks to a former owner who left a wet tail bandage on too long. Bandage destroyed Bob's hair follicles, left him without a way to swat flies and prevent bug bites. Hearing of his need for a new tail, an animal charity rallied behind the horse, if you'll pardon the pun, and raised money for an artificial tail. This is about as unusual a GoFundMe kind of approach. Let's see if we can find some money so we can get some artificial hair to take care of this horse's tail. Now Bob has a shiny new tail, and all the other stallions are jealous. Well, let's see. I'm an animal person. I will probably, because of my association with a lady for the past 5 years who has a number of horses, and she grew up around horses and is excellent with horses, understanding them. I'm thinking of some pictures that I saw of hers that were on Facebook this week of one of her horses that had a braided mane. And you can see these sorts of things. The farm next door to mine here has borders, I think 14 or 15 horses. Every once in a while you see a horse that's braided. I'd not heard, though, this is news to me, that there was such a thing as hair extensions for horses. So now that I've heard this, because I'm a cow guy, I'm going to start looking into what we can do for cows that have the same problem as horses, that have had problems with their tail, and they're not able to get rid of the flies, and there's other things that bother cows. So maybe we need to get hair extensions for cows as well, cows' tails.
But cows don't have bushy tails like horses, right? Cows have, skinny tails?
They do, but they still can, at the end of the tail, how would you best describe that?
Like a little pom-pom?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, a pom-pom. Yes. Cows with pom-poms. Film at 11. So that's kind of a cool thing when you get right down to it. Nothing worse than a jealous horse, though. Or a jealous horse owner. Under the circumstances. Good news today for those of you who are going to the beach and wearing a bikini. Woohoo! Bikinis invented 70 years ago today. Symbol of sort of the California girl style. En français. Pierre would tell us it was invented in France by designer Louis Riard. Came up with the concept after seeing women in Saint-Tropez rolling the edges of their swimsuits because they wanted to get a better tan. So Mr. Riard decided, I can take something and do something with this. So he named his invention for the South Pacific Bikini Atoll Island, where the atomic bomb was tested first. Ever wonder that? Where's the name bikini? Don't you ever wonder about words and names and things and how people come up with these names? Where the bikini came from? I always thought it was the other way around. I just learned that for the first time myself, thank you very much, that the bikini was named after the island.
Interesting.
Right. So when you think about it, though, does the bikini cause some sort of mushroom cloud impact when you push it up? You get my drift? Push it up? Yes, no? Am I stretching?
Well, wouldn't that be a question for a man?
All right. The answer is yes. All right. Women did not embrace the style at first, but as soon as Brigitte Bardot started wearing them, you know who Brigitte Bardot is?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brigitte Bardot. She wore them, and everybody said, oh, man. Look at that. So she's now, I think, 90-something. She wore them first when she was in her 20s. So that's the story behind the story of the bikini. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you would not have heard that were you not listening to this program at this specific, precise time in your life. So congratulations for being here on the Good Day program. The United States government... Can I move on to something that not quite as pleasant, but worthy
horse
of our attention?
Viagra.
Right, yeah.
Bikinis. Government.
Dun, 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 dun. The United States government has announced they are going to up the indecency fines for radio and television stations that violate the rules of the
federal government. Because of the Inflation Adjustment Act, all federal agency fines will go up, and did as of the 1st of July. I forgot about this on the 1st, and maybe it has more impact today. When you look around, I'm sure I got my real estate bill yesterday, went up $100 from last year, the total number, actually a little bit more than that. Water bills up, everybody's bills are up, because we don't seem to be able to manage things and keep things in tow.
So now they want to fine the opportunity radio and television people even
well,
more.
The feds have this uncanny ability. It's the TSA in the same vein. All right, we'll clip these people for a little bit more, and we'll put it in the general fund, and we'll waste some more of their money doing this, that, or the other thing. So now, the average indecency fine in America, the lowest one is in the $30,000 category. Then it was up to $300,000. And now the average fine, if I were to say something on a radio station that was not caught and somebody heard it and they turned me into the FCC, it would cost that station $383,000. In other words, it would pretty much put all the mom and pop stations out of business. End of story, done. Television stations, the average fine, $3.5 million for the, what was that Babula thing that went on in the Super Bowl? Justin Timberlake
yeah.
and,
yep.
and was that Janet Jackson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
$3.5 million. But you know what happens? Anybody who's got the starch, they take, this was the whole thing with Howard Stern, how he created the phenom. He would say things deliberately on the air that would create fines. And his bosses at CBS, called Infinity at the time, were happy to pay the fine because it was great PR for the kind of program he was doing.
Right.
$1 million here, $1.8 million there. Yeah, it's no big deal. Cost of doing business. But then people started, there were claims against stations and networks that were ridiculous. And frankly, if anybody has the starch to do this, you don't pay the fine, you take the FCC to court, and you always win. Because there is no community standard for indecency. The law says if what is said on the air or what's done on the air violates the community standards for indecency, then you got to pay the fine. But do you know a group of people, a group of 10 people, a group of 5 people that would agree on what constitutes offensive either language or behavior? I don't know such a group.
Right.
I know some people would applaud the kinds of things that others would be disgusted by.
Right.
And that's why there's no community standard. And that's why this is all so ridiculous. Because if you turn to the cable channels, they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want. So this is what the millennials have basically, this is what you have taught us, Kara and Victoria. Well, okay, I don't want to watch that stuff on regular TV. I'll watch it on Netflix later on. Or I'll watch it. And so if the people who produce, let's say, Scandal, they wanted to add some juicy stuff for the replay on Netflix, be fine. Let's say the guy who's the chief of staff of the president on Scandal is gay. And they every once in a while show him in bed with his gay lover. Well, they could show a lot more if they wanted to spice it up by showing his naked butt on cable. They couldn't get away with that on broadcast TV. But
no, that's not true. On broadcast TV, what was it?
It was
you know what I'm thinking.
NYPD
about you,
Blue. Love.
Yes, yeah. You
France,
couldn't get away
Dennis
from
France.
That guy's droopy butt.
Yeah. But it also garnered a fine. So they took a chance. Yeah, he got a fine. But they never paid it because, once again, if you were smart, you'd never pay any of these fines. But the government... is the point I'm trying to make here is that the government uses its power and its bully pulpit to convince or cow people into these sorts of things, when in fact if you had any starch and you had good business sense, you wouldn't pay them at all, because they don't hold up in court. So anyway, I thought that was a rather interesting overview of something that happened the 1st of July that all of us are going to feel one way or another. Just the fines. We have such a litigious society, and there's just so many people who just want to sue, whether it's the government, sue some companies sue the government, companies sue individuals. I'm suing a bank now,
in California. I have to go out there next week to testify, do depositions and stuff for 3 days. And it's disgraceful what I had to do. Yesterday we were in court, and the judge looked at the case, and there were four different counts. And he said two of them, the bank's trying to get summary judgment, throw it out so that they don't have to go anymore. They've spent $65,000 on this already in this suit. And the judge said, well, this, number one, yep, that's got a lot of merit to it. Number two, a lot of merit. Three, I could see where you'd be at. Yep. Four, maybe not. So the four charges we have against them, he said three of them are very strong. And this could have been settled with a discussion. They didn't want to settle it. They didn't want to do what they said they were supposed to do. Most people don't push it as far. They just walk away. I'm not, that's not my, that's not me. So I just pushed it. So who knows what will happen out of it, but I will tell you that these people are bad people. They really are. They are lying, cheating, dirty, just bad people. The kinds of stuff that they're kind of trying to concoct to get me and my son and the real estate guy and other people to say, it just is disgraceful. It is. Mm. But the real estate guy says, hey, dude, what do you expect? It's the bank. But he deals with these people all the time. They're just scum. Which brings me around to something that may make you feel better. I have very close friends, having said that about banks. My little bank in Framingham, three offices. So when I was in there yesterday doing some business, I picked up their current deposit rate. And the most you can get in a 60-month term, putting your money into a safe yield, is 2%.
Oof.
And you got to leave it in there for 5 years.
Oh,
2%,
that's terrible.
For 5 years. All right, so you want to fix that? I sent this note to my friend, the president of the bank. I said, what do you think of this? And I sent him to the website that I've been sending people to this week, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. What do you think of this? He looked at it and said, better than anything that you'll find here. Because it's safe. That's what you want. And that people, they're hearing this for the first time this weekend. And they're saying, Doug, is he really telling us that we can get 8% return? Safe? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. And you call 888-444-2012. Talk to somebody there or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Look at the video the last couple of minutes. Because they're investing in commercial real estate developments that are secure. These people are experts. The real estate market doesn't fluctuate in value like the stock market does, so your holdings in the fund don't go up and down in price at all. The minimum hold time is 18 months. Then you can get your money back if you want to. You can keep it in there for 10 years if you want, roll it over, whatever you want to do. But you're going to get a return every month based on the 8% rate. This is like, hello, colossally. How do you not do something like this? You can put it in your IRA if you want, whatever your retirement thing is. So I'm just going to send you there, and you figure it out. I think this is a fabulous opportunity, colossal, and I'm happy to be able to tell you the story. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call them at 888-444-2012. That's 888-444-2012 for the story about how you can guarantee an 8% return safely.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the...
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time here with a focus on our business machine. Do we have a machine here or what? Apple's got a machine as well. They have a new plan to turn off your camera, those so-and-sos. We'll find out what the dastardly plan is in just a moment.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back. this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Know-how!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how.
And participate in Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Take no more of your time. Get a focus on Apple. They have a plan, whether you like it or not, if you are an Apple user, to turn off your camera. And Victoria is going to fill us in on the details.
Well, a few weeks ago, it became a hot-button story that some artists like Alicia Keys and Louis C.K. and Dave Chappelle, when you go into one of their concert venues, you have to put your cell phone into a little pouch. And the pouch locks until you go back into the lobby, and it magnetically unlocks out there. And that's to prevent people from filming during the show. So now although people don't like the fact that you can't have emergency access to your phone. So if you're at Madison Square Garden with 18,000 people and something goes wrong, everyone's phone is locked away, you're going to have a mass hysteria stampede to get out of,
would have happened before there were phones?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember a time without a phone.
Yes.
I don't know. So anyway, so Apple has a new technology that they just patented, and it disables iPhone's cameras at certain venues, and it uses an infrared signal. So if you're at a venue and you're looking at the stage, they're essentially going to be sending out an infrared signal from the stage. So if your phone is aimed at the stage, the camera will be disabled. Now, if you turn around and you want to take selfies with your friends, then your phone will be enabled again. And every time, it's a very high-tech way to prevent people from filming in movie theaters and at concerts and taking pictures of artists and things like that. But you can also still have full use of your phone for emergency purposes, and you can still take pictures with your friends and
Yahoo!
Snapchat and all that. It is really interesting. If they can really perfect this technology, this seems like a happy medium for concert goers and for the artists.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. Google wants to pimp your baby's crib. What is the story behind the story here?
Well, Google wants to make a new smart crib. They just filed a patent for this. And essentially, all of the sensors and cameras will be embedded into different parts of the crib. So if your baby is rolling around or whatever, they're not going to actually pull on camera equipment, and there's nothing that will get in the way to harm them. It'll all be built into the crib. The sensors will also take things like the weight and the movements of your child during the night, room temperature, carbon monoxide levels. You can also communicate with the crib. You can listen in. So instead of having a baby monitor, the crib itself will allow you to listen to your child, and you can communicate back with your child too.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's
great.
Cool.
Good job. It is cool. Yes, it's cool. This is the cool Doug Victoria. We could start a gang here, the Doug and Victoria gang. 59 past the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.